This is day 21 of St. Mark's journey through the Psalms for Lent on Tuesday, the 22nd of March. So, wedding season is almost upon us at St. Mark's, and recently we gathered all of the couples that are getting married this year to a wedding preparation afternoon. When Ruth and I got married, wedding prep was a little different. We actually met 10 times with the Baptist minister who was to marry us, a wonderful man called Jim Graham. And to this day, we still remember some of the principles that he taught us. Perhaps the most important thing that he said, something that we still find ourselves talking about regularly, is this. He said, "Never forget in the days of darkness what God has shown you in the days of light." And this is the lesson of David in today's psalm, Psalm 63. "You, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you in a dry and parched land where there is no water. I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. I will be fully satisfied, as with the richest of foods. With singing lips my mouth will praise you. On my bed I remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night. Because you are my help, I sing in the shadow of your wings. I cling to you. Your right hand upholds me. Those who want to kill me will be destroyed. They will go down to the depths of the earth. They will be given over to the sword and become food for jackals. But the king will rejoice in God. All who swear by God will glorify him, while mouths of liars will be silenced." This psalm was written in one of the most difficult periods of David's life. David is in exile in the desert. He's actually fleeing from his son Absalom. He's in a desert both physically and spiritually. He's fled from Jerusalem. He can't experience God's presence in the temple. The Ark of the Covenant has been left behind. So when David declares that he's in a dry and weary land where there is no water, it's actually a statement more about his spiritual condition rather than his physical one. Yet in the midst of this difficult time, David remembers God's faithfulness in the past. In verse 2, he says, "I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory." I think spiritual amnesia is one of the greatest problems that we suffer with in a time of trial. Too often, I think we forget God's past faithfulness. But in contrast, David teaches us to remember, to call out upon him, even through the watches of the night, knowing that the same God who was with us in the light will continue to guide us in the days of darkness and trial. So why not take a moment today to think about some of the things that God has shown you in the light? Lord, we thank you that, as David writes, that you satisfy my soul as with the richest of food and quench my spiritual thirst. Thank you that your love is better than life. And may we never forget in the days of darkness what you have shown us in the days of light. Amen.